91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. This afternoon's program is about regrets. There are numerous ones: wishing we hadn't insisted on a silly decision, wishing we had grasped an opportunity, or wishing we had recognized the virtue of another person. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. Today's edition came from a viral internet item which posed questions about one's life regrets. It was called Top 37 Things You'll Regret When You're Old. Bonnie and I will share microphones with Pauline Winnick, a longtime South Floridian with top management experience in government and the private sector. She co-founded a unique business called the Protocol Center and has experienced life's joys and sorrows with great insight. Stay tuned and enjoy Topical Currents. First, the news. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, it's today's Topical Currents, Tuesday edition. It's time now for a program about regrets. Perhaps you heard our promo of it. Some people say resolutely that they have no regrets. Perhaps that's so.
Most people, though, might agree with Kurt Vonnegut Jr. and his quote, "Of all the words of mice and men, the saddest are, it might have been." We now discuss a recent internet novelty called 37 Things You'll Regret When You're Old. Some may resonate with you, others won't.
With us as a frequent Topical Currents guest for our more offbeat programs, she's Pauline Winnick, a civic leader. She's been a public affairs producer at Channel 10, was a longtime administrator in city and county governments.
She was a glass ceiling breaker as vice president of your Miami Heat. She's an expert in matters of protocol and etiquette. A mother, grandmother, widow, now a job coach at Lighthouse for the Blind. And we could spend the whole show talking about what
that's
you've
so
done.
Nice.
But we might regret
and
it.
And we would definitely regret
okay,
that.
Okay, the puns have to stop.
Okay, yes, I know.
Okay, so first we just want to say that although this internet thing, 37 things you'll regret when you're old, a colleague came up to me in the lunchroom and said, "Wait a minute." She said, "I have regrets and I'm young." So we just want to tell you this is not just for you who are elderly, old, or otherwise.
Well, because I don't
young.
Even want to be in that category.
Either do I. And Joe doesn't.
I already am.
Okay, so let's start. Let's get on equal footing with our listeners, okay?
Well, let's give a phone number out.
Okay, 1-800-743-9576. 1-800-743-9576. Email is radio@wlrn.org. And please keep the emails brief. And no matter your age, your greatest regrets, are they things you've done that you wish you hadn't or things you haven't done that you wish you had?
And I think it's a little bit like telling your older self what advice you would give to your younger self about
how you
would behave or things that you learned along the way. And I think for our generation who grew up when John Lennon said, "Never trust anybody over 30, I said, "Right on," you know. The 30 was that. I was so smart. He was so smart. Loved his music. Loved everything.
It's amazing how your parents get smarter as you get older,
It's what they say, you know.
Okay, so Pauline, what's yours?
Oh, I think I'm in the most boring category. I wish I had taken care of my younger body.
Okay.
And done a much better job when I had it, because now it all comes back to haunt you. All the things from your feet to your lungs, to your heart, to your cholesterol. If when we were all young and gorgeous, we had made a priority of exercise and making it not as a mandatory thing, but that it was good for your head as well as your heart, that's a big regret.
Well, I just have to say that every one of my friends and I who were athletic before are now suffering consequences from all the running and the cheerleading and the sun. And, you know, so all that outdoor activity, the tennis, you know, you get all these injuries.
Well, I didn't think we'd live this long either. You know, it would be great if everybody just popped off at 55.
The number 1-800-743-9576, 1-800-743-WLRN. Joe, what's your biggest regret?
I'll start out shallow.
Okay.
That is, I've lived in this community over 40 years, and I don't speak even decent Spanish. And there's no excuse for that. I can order from a menu and curse, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. Also, I regret I don't have biological children.
Oh.
And maybe I don't regret that. I don't know.
But that doesn't sound, that's not too shallow.
Well, I have grandchildren and children. If you could bypass the children and go straight to the grandchildren, I would recommend that. It's really much more fun.
Well, there you go.
Well, okay.
Well,
yeah.
Last.
Okay, mine is that I played piano when I was young, and my parents wanted me to go to a music conservatory instead of a regular college. And I thought, they're always trying to control me. And so I said, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go to a regular college, which I did. So I kind of regret not staying with the music.
Don't you think that's one of the big regrets, not ever listening to your parents' advice?
Yeah, well.
I mean, that's sometimes they were right.
Usually about music, they aren't, though.
Well, in this case, I mean, maybe they, you know.
They may have destroyed some rock and roll careers.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Yeah.
Well, but you don't know, though. That's the regret. Is not be. You remember Frost said, you know, the road two roads diverged.
I took the road less traveled.
Yeah. Were we right or wrong? Yeah. You don't know until it's all over.
Again, our number, if you'd like to join in with a comment about your regrets, 1-800-743-9576. 1-800-743-WLRN. Also, emails briefly. At radio@WLRN.org.
Unless, of course, you have no regrets, and then we'd like to hear from you, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear that so often.
Yeah. I did everything.
You see documentaries, these 90-year-old people, say, I have no regrets.
Here's another question. Who do you think has more regrets? A young person, an elderly person, or an old person? And you're talking about how old people, usually by the time they're old, have come to terms with all the things that they didn't do or should have done or
well,
could have done.
Well, there's sort of a que sera element to it.
Well, yeah. You don't have the awareness, I think, as you're living every day that you really do have so many choices to make. Whether you're going to be optimistic is a choice. Whether you're going to be a complainer.
Yeah, it is a
you
choice.
You know, people who just complain their lives away. We all have bad things happen. The question is, how do you deal with it? I think that's
or how foolishly wisdom. I waste so much time on really inconsequential things that if I could be a little more together.
Or waste time on regrets. Okay, I mean,
there's
that.
I guess it is a waste of time.
And then you can look back and say, I wish I hadn't wasted time regretting that I didn't learn Spanish, and you could just go take a course.
Yes, I could
get off my rear now. Yeah, thing,
I don't
right.
have a lot of time. I could go to Berlitz. So.
You could do Rosetta Stone.
Or take speed reading.
Rosetta Stone.
Yes, I could. So I'm not, I'm talking out of two sides, I guess.
Okay,
our first caller on our regrets program, this is Sarah in North Miami. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
That's good. I think first of all, I'm 69 years old. Okay?
I recognize the voice, I think.
I'm sure you do, Pauline. How
yes,
you doing?
Yes, Sarah Levitin. Hi, welcome.
Right.
Hey.
Thank you. Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I know all three of you. I think my first regret is that I didn't get a master's degree. I just got a bachelor's, and that would have helped me get a better job and make more money and also have a more fulfilling career.
I think, Sarah, we'll all agree. Many of us get stuck in bad jobs or with bad bosses or with colleagues that don't work. And I think a regret many people have mm-hmm. is that they don't get out faster.
Right.
Because there are so many things, Sarah, when we were in our 30s that you could have done, but we sort of just plod along and make things happen.
And let decisions be made for us often.
Well, I stayed at the county for 31 and a half years because the benefits were so good.
Well,
you know, so I wouldn't have mind staying with the county, but I just think I would have gotten a better job than the one I had. And the other regret I had is that I didn't exercise.
Yeah, exercise.
That's on the list. Both of them are on the list. Okay, yeah. Sarah, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call. Oops. Another call?
Okay.
Michael in Lauderdale by the Sea.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
Hi, Michael.
Well, thank you for taking my call. My greatest regret is after having taught at the secondary level for 38 years, not having gone on for a PhD in English, because I had a taste of what it was like to teach at the college level, and the stress was exponentially less.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's true. I think that falls into that, the job or the education. I mean, I loved getting educated, and I still take classes. But I know what you're saying, that you would be in a different position if you were teaching at a college level instead of managing, like, teenagers.
Without a doubt. Well, the average age across the country for retirement for high school public teachers is 59, while it's 62 for college professors.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Michael. Thanks for sharing. Okay, bye-bye.
You have an emailer?
Yes, Deanna and Margate. One, not saving money when young. Two, passing up so many good men for one dumb nut. She says, in parentheses, she's divorced now. That's good, Deanna, because we wouldn't want you talking about him like that. All right.
Well, I can answer that a little bit before you go forward. How many of us feel that I feel like I wasted a lot of money on stuff when I should have been using money for making memories or traveling.
Right.
How much better it is when you can reflect instead of looking and having just really too many shoes or too much wasted stuff.
Instead of things of lasting value.
Right.
And I think memories are the best.
Memories are the best. Experiences rather than stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the passing up so many good men for one numbnut. I say dumbnut. It's numbnut.
If we only had a crystal ball so we knew which was that one.
Yes,
it was a litmus test.
Yes, yes. But that goes with staying in a bad relationship too long.
Right.
And that could be a work relationship
or a
personal.
A lot of people have that, I think.
Right.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, let's take a short break and we'll come back with more.
Edith Piaf didn't have any.
No.
And welcome back to today's topical currents. It's all about regrets or
the vibrato in her voice.
Or lack thereof, yeah. Maybe regretting not singing like Edith Piaf. There's one. We're with Pauline Winnick, longtime South Floridian with management, top management experience, government, private sector, co-founder of the Protocol Center. Formerly as executive vice president of the Heat, she was the highest ranking woman in the NBA and in professional sports.
That was a lot of fun at that time. And then I had a little regret about that.
Okay, tell us. You couldn't dunk.
I could not dunk. I'll tell you, I could not dunk. I was very lucky. I was hired because of my Brooklyn accent, which was the greatest thing
back
in the world.
Billy Cunningham,
Louis Chaffel days. And this accent got me one of the greatest jobs ever. Talk about being lucky. But I think I didn't regret it because I'm a risk taker. And I think that that's a regret some people have, is that they are afraid to take chances. Afraid to take risks.
Yes.
And because I was at that time, I was able to really hold a comet by the tail. So I was a very lucky person.
I'm so glad you said a comet by the tail. I think there are other metaphors that are used for that.
Tiger.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. The caller we had before has dropped off.
Oh.
But let's.
What was his name or her name?
I'm not sure, but. Let's move
on. We'll call back if you dropped off.
Okay. Let's take number five, sort of similar in a way. Chelsea in Delray. Chelsea, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Good. My regret is that I didn't take better care of my mother.
Ah.
She unfortunately had dementia and turned into Alzheimer's, and I was living in a different state and had a pretty responsible job and was a widow and raising my daughter. And, you know, you always say, oh, yeah, I'll go see you, you know, but not this weekend or whatever. And then she got progressively worse, but I didn't recognize it because I wasn't with her enough.
Wouldn't you agree that that's we will regret time
not spent?
Time not spent.
Yeah.
Or things we should have said. We could have been kind and we were harsh. Or we could have apologized and we stayed angry, even at ourselves.
Yeah.
But the other thing, Chelsea, the way you explain it, I mean, I'm not here to rationalize it. You were just talking about our regrets, but you did have a very busy life, you know, so it makes it difficult. I think on all these kind of regrets where we didn't spend enough time with our mothers or grandmothers or grandparents, you have to give yourself a little break too.
Oh, a little. I used to occasionally remind my children that I gave up smoking and eating, you know, I had to eat well, and I had them in my stomach for 9 months. It didn't go very far, but I would try that occasionally.
That's not the only regret I have. Other than that, I'm pretty content, but I wish I'd been there for her during those hard times.
Yeah, we understand. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Chelsea.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Move along to John in Boca Raton. John, you're up. Hi.
Yes, I heard Orson Welles being interviewed, and they asked him if his very exciting life, he could, would he change anything if he had the opportunity to do so? And he said something that I certainly agree with. Would I change anything? He said just about everything. Wow. I don't understand people that say I would change nothing. That means they never made a mistake. And I agree with that.
Okay, very good.
If I had the chance to change things, I certainly would.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, John. We have Karina. I'm a new mom. My worry is that I would regret things related to parenting that I don't even know enough about yet. As a parent, I'm in a huge learning curve with little time to learn to make the best decisions. How do I deal with this? My goodness. It's like fear of regrets for things that haven't even occurred yet and that I was not prepared enough to handle. I guess you do the best you can.
Well, I think it's tough because I think people are pounded by you have to be the best at everything. And I would suggest to that young woman that she should realize how many millions of people had babies before, and she's going to do just fine. And not everybody
it's not
comes.
Unique.
And some of us were raised with Dr. Spock, and we, you know, we were permissive, and others we used to have the baby sleeping on their stomach, and now you can't. And I always tell people, if you ever saw what my child restraint seat was, I don't know if I could do it well on radio. I was driving the car, and I would put my right arm out.
Yes,
and that was the child restraint.
Or. I used to lie on the rear deck.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's go. Our telephone number, if you'd like to join in, we have a couple of lines open. 1-800-743-9576. 1-800-743-9576. Next up is a Sunrise caller. She's Greta. Greta, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. So I just wanted to share my regret as a young woman. I'm 25 years old. And if there are any young listeners out there, take advantage of all the high school resources that you have that are usually not at cost. That is something. I'm just now in college getting my AS, and one thing, if I could do all over, would be high school and take advantage of all those resources that they offer. So kids, take advantage.
What did you do in high school?
Well, I actually was in high school, and I went to an alternative school, and those schools don't really offer so many programs. So that's why I wasn't able to take advantage of everything.
Okay.
Very okay, good. Greta.
Okay, thanks for
calling and sharing.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we move along to Tom in Hollywood. Tom, go ahead. Hi.
Hey. Hi. My greatest regret was living in fear as a gay man, not coming out until I was 39 years old. I'm now 62.
Mm.
the total fear of my family would reject me, friends would reject me, I could lose my job. And now being as a, I just retired as a teacher and spent the last 15 years out, and just being able, all those fears never came true. And living my authentic self also helped many students, I believe, as I was able to be a role model rather than somebody in hiding.
I guess that kind of ties into number six on the survey, which was being scared to do things and may have kept you from harm.
Or another one is, where is it? Caring too much about what other people think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, at the end, life gets better.
Well, right. Thanks. And for the fear, and you transcended the fear.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most important part. You got past it.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity that I got to share with you guys.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
And John in LaBelle. Listeners in LaBelle. Good.
Yeah, my regret is I'm 65, and all the teachers I've had in my life, from kindergarten through even into college, that made an impression on me that on a daily basis I would love. I never got a chance to tell them thank you, and I have their lessons every day, and I appreciate it knowing I never got a chance to say thanks.
Well, maybe you still can.
Well. At this point, it might be really hard to chase down, but I will say this. Any teachers listening, you guys have no idea how much impression and positive you leave us that we have for our entire lives.
It may be easy to find them on Facebook.
Well, but I also think he brings up a very good point. The whole idea of gratitude, of taking a moment. I used to do really good. I used to write thank you notes because a handwritten thank you note was so special for just two sentences. But just the idea of expressing your gratitude for anything. I think that would be a good lesson.
My fourth grade teacher taught me self-control. My Latin teachers taught me to speak with authority. My kindergarten teacher was nice. My drafting teacher, Mr. Baxter, taught me never erase. When you write it down, that's it, and do it right the first time. They all taught me lessons that I never forgot, and it's beyond description to say thanks.
That's a great one, John. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And next up we have Lydia, Fort Lauderdale. Lydia, hi.
Hi there. So my biggest regret and my only regret, I've gotten over all the regrets I thought I had, is I'm a first-generation American, and my father was a survivor from Auschwitz, and he was much older than me. I did not take the time to sit down with him and listen to all his stories and put pen to paper and write it down. There's so much missing from his life, and he's gone now. So that's my big regret. And to all those young people listening out there, everybody has a story about their heritage. Find out while your parents are still young.
Absolutely. And Lydia, beyond that, your grandparents, because sometimes they have information that your parents don't even have.
The way people take pictures so wildly now with their phones, none of them are being preserved.
Oh, yes, they are. You're talking to the wrong person.
So you're having them printed out?
I do have them preserved. I have them on CDs. I have them, yeah.
Oh, good. Even
50 years from now, CDs might not be playable.
You're right. One can only do what one can do now.
I was talking to the head of the history museum, and he was saying that they still print out archivally photographs.
Wow.
Just to be sure they'll have them.
Mm. Wow. But I think Lydia hit on a really wonderful point. We've all talked about that. It's that we don't know, except Joe is lucky. He can trace his heritage.
Right.
I can't go beyond my great-grandparents. I don't even know my great-grandparents' names nor their last name.
Neither do I.
Neither.
I don't even... Yeah, I have no idea.
A lot of people
I don't
really
know where
aren't,
they
even
are.
Aren't even interested.
Nobody survived past
right.
my
well,
parents.
Yeah. Exactly. We were saying, Pauline and I, that when you're Jewish, you don't have a lot to go back to if you weren't born in
Europe. But also, we talked a little bit, Lydia, maybe this fits you as well, about what dreams your parents had. I mean, do any of us really know our parents or grandparents? We know them as mom and dad or the roles they had in the family. But when they were young people, what did they dream? And actually, I keep a book of life which I'm sure my kids are afraid to read, about my thoughts and my dreams. No, my son said, Mom, could we read it while you're still alive?
My daughter's going to have a picnic when she reads my journal.
Okay, well, I think it's that idea.
It is, and you need to put pen to paper. And to the 25-year-old new mom, two pieces of advice on her email. Children don't come with instructions, and don't sweat the small stuff.
No, that's true.
That's right. Good. Okay, thanks, Lydia. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Again, our number 1-800-743-9576. Email is radio@wlrn.org. We're talking about regrets with Pauline Winnick, and we'll be right back after this break. Oh, and we're not taking a break, and we're rolling through the break, as I was saying. Okay, more calls.
All right. Lee in Delray. Hi.
Yes, good afternoon to you all, and thank you for having me on, and it's a pleasure listening to your program.
Thank you.
The regret I have is I didn't get to tell my younger brother, who passed away of cancer in 1986 when he was 35 years old, how much I truly loved and appreciated him as both a brother and a business partner. We take a lot of things for granted in our lifetimes, and telling not only just our spouses or our closest kin how much we enjoy them while they're here is something that I think everybody should fall into the pattern of being able to say, we love you, we enjoy your company, we have great times together, we laugh together, we cry together. It's very important for the human animal to have that contact with people, not just family, but with everyone, because this is the only planet that we have. And if we don't treat the people we love with that respect and give it to them, congruently, we won't treat our own planet that way. So that's my regret. And aside from maybe a few others here and there, that's really the main one that I wanted to bring across.
Yeah, that's one that's, of course, on the list, is not saying I love you enough or at all, or not being grateful sooner.
Right. And I'm sure some of us have regretted saying harsh words at a time
and
to other people, and you
back.
Can't take back.
Right.
You can't make it better.
And we
right.
move
well,
along.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Next up, it's Ernie in Miramar. Miramar, hi.
Hi. Thank you for that previous caller. That's pretty much my third regret, but I'm going to put it up on the top of the list, and we don't say I love you enough, and we don't look back and appreciate the good things that we have with our family. And I ended up losing my wife because of something related to that, which brings me to my first regret, which is leaving Chicago in 1979, where I left a beautiful life in real estate. And I guess it was like 6 years earlier, Donald Trump started buying his stuff in Chicago, in New York, and I had a big chance to buy the Illinois building in Chicago for $57,000. It now it's worth, you know, millions, like $3.5 million, if not more. And I regret that because I knew the lady. She was owner financed, you know, things you don't see nowadays. And it would have changed my life, but I came to Florida and ended up, buying a piece of the sunshine and the palm trees and just a hard life. So I ended up at a hospital working, and that's my third regret, or my second, was that I left the hospital.
And yet for most people, Florida is the land of their dreams.
Yes, but when you're 27 years old and you get this big opportunity to buy this eight-story building that was a landmark called the Illinois Building in a very bad neighborhood that now is the best neighborhood in Chicago called Wicker Park. And then, you know, you look back and you go, what did I give up for $57,000? I gave up a whole lifetime of good things and come to Florida.
Okay, Ernie, we have to run.
Yeah, and the last one, of course, is, buying a van to do Uber, and the money's just not there. And it's something you probably don't want to hear anymore.
Okay.
But Thank you for letting me express myself.
Okay, Ernie. Thanks so much for calling.
I mentioned that Florida is usually the land of dreams, but it's also very few of them seem to pan out.
I have, you know what my biggest regret is? I could have had an interview. I did have an interview at Channel 10 at ABC Sports, and I didn't follow up and pursue it because I wanted to be a sportscaster because I knew a lot about sports, and that was, I'm not going to say when, but there weren't women. In
sure.
sports.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And let's see. Let's go to, we've had quite a few gentlemen. Let's go to Lee in Coral Springs.
Hi.
Hi.
When we had to leave our country, my daughter was 7 years old. I regret not showing her the beauties and the landmarks because you think that, I don't know, we can go later or we'll have time for that. And then we have to leave. And I tell her about the places. And sometimes we go back, but you have to visit family and you have no time to show her that. And I regret not showing her.
Which country is that?
My country, Puerto Rico.
I think lots of us are not spending the time with your kids or doing things that are meaningful with your kids when you should be playing with them or... You know, like you said, sightseeing. We're just so busy with the day to day. But I think it's pretty common what you're describing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much. We have an emailer, Lindsay in Lake Worth, as a 25-year-old restaurant owner. That's pretty good. I wish I took my college experience more consciously. I majored in what I was interested in learning, graphic design, when I should have majored in something I was good and cared about. I've always been interested, in the restaurant industry and was very good at math. Had I taken the time to think about what I wanted to do with my life, I would have realized sooner that I wanted to run my own business and would have majored in accounting or management instead. There's so many resources to learn more about graphics, the arts, etc., that I feel I would have got more out of my education with a different focus.
Yes, but I think she's 25. She can go back.
Exactly.
This is still young enough
to do
whatever.
She may have lost 2 or 3 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
Lindsay,
all. Right.
You're only 25, I think. And the other thing, when you say, had I taken the time to think about what I wanted to do with my life, when you're in college, you don't really know yet what you want to do with your life. You
just are too young.
I think it's a mistake to go to college that way because there are so many avenues that can open up on a college campus that you can really be interested in.
Yeah,
so
that you never know about.
I'm going to be an accountant because my father was an accountant and I'm going to this university.
Right.
And you're rubber stamped out. Colin in Miami, you're up. Hi.
Hi, Colin.
Hi.
What's your regret?
I think I'm 18 years old, so I definitely can't offer the lifelong regrets that some people have had previously, but I can say for sure that as a teenager, my biggest regret was walking into meeting new people always with my shield up, always feeling like I need to be hostile, like I need to protect myself, like I need to be wary of people I've never met. And it definitely kept me from making friendships and even just the facile relationships just really surfaced, even just meeting people, making connections, not even a friendship that I really lost out on, I think, because I just decided I'm going to treat everyone like they're out to get me. And
but you know what? You're still young enough. You can still do it. I'm going to give you another piece of advice. Take good care of your teeth. Because when you're 18, I mean, did you guys know about flossing when you were 18?
Not what I know now about any of the teeth thing. Yeah, take good care of your teeth is a very good suggestion. It's on the list of the 37 things.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely make sure I never regret that.
Well, that's a good thing. And maybe you can still, you know, you're so young, you can develop contacts and start networking, even though you haven't yet, but you're still young enough to.
Yeah, I've definitely worked on it and gotten much better, but when I was in ninth grade, I'm graduating high school, but when I was in ninth grade, I came to my school, and I was just a very small fish in a very big pond, and I was automatically just hostile, and
but it's good that you recognized it. I think that's a big step.
Yeah, so
that really is a big step.
There are people now in this school year, which is coming to an end actually, I feel like I want to know this person better, but I can't because I know that when I was younger, I treated these people I was not friendly.
So I killed it before I could even let it happen.
Well, there are other people, that's water under the bridge.
Yeah, I'm sure you could make some kind of amends to them if you felt like it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, Colin.
Best of luck.
You're young. You can change it all.
Thank you very much.
And okay. Floss.
And floss.
Floss.
Okay.
And we move along to Michael in Hollywood. Michael, hi.
Hey, how's it going? Great show today, guys.
Good.
Yeah, I guess, you know, my regret is I shot heroin for about a decade.
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
Well, you're here.
I'm here, and I got 7 years clean now. I got the wife, the baby, the house. It all worked out good, but you just can't get back that time, you know,
that's true.
When you, I think that's the biggest regret is doing something with my time that went nowhere.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I have one of those too. So
but don't you
I'm
also feel
same,
that sometimes
but...
you just had to go through that to.
A lot of times I do. And I justify it with, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at today if I didn't go through that in particular, you know, to discover different issues that were underlying the addictive tendency.
Right.
What were you going to say, Bonnie?
I was just going to say we can either think that, you know, our destiny is predetermined or that we have control over stuff. We can think that we are where we're supposed to be, doing what we're supposed to be doing. Otherwise, we'd be somewhere else. So everything we do before now takes us to where we are today, and we might not be, you might not even have the situation you do today if you didn't go through that.
Exactly, right. I wouldn't have met my wife. It's just how you want to look at it, I guess.
Right.
Because, right, the whole Big Bang, everything ended up exactly where it's supposed to be if you kind of think about it in terms, you know, like scientifically even. Like, the planets wouldn't be exactly where they were, and it's like, does that actually relate to your internal life, your like small tiny life?
Well, go forward. Sounds like you're on the right track now with a happy family life. That's a good thing.
Yeah, all right, guys, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Michael,
and we'll take another caller. Bob in Fort Lauderdale. Bob, you're up.
Hello. Good show. One thing I'd like to say is that regrets are almost invalid. Because if you choose one path, there's always a possibility of regrets, you know, for not taking the other path. And one thing is that hearing the show kind of gives me kind of a kick in the butt, and is going to make me try harder to do what I want to do. It would almost be a good... website if you guys would put up, you know, the list of regrets by categories, and so that the other people can see regrets and see how invalid regrets are, pick the best fork in the road that you can, and try not to have any regrets. That's the only thing I can see that's valid about the word regret, is that you should not put too much value on it. Just keep looking ahead and do the best you can.
I think that optimism over pessimism is what you're describing, and I think that's always good advice.
Right, and not wasting time with regrets, because we should take that time and do some of the things that perhaps we were regretting, you know? Okay, regrets. We've had a few. Joe didn't want to play that song.
That's okay. Thank you, Frank Sinatra.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
And we're back with today's topical currents. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, and Pauline Winnick. Our topic today is regrets, based on 37 things you'll regret when you're old. And we've been having quite a fun hour listening to you. Next up is Martha in Miami. Martha, hi.
Hi. I love the show.
What you got?
Okay, what I got is my major regret is that in 1999, I fell in love with a man who I truly believed was trustworthy. 6 months after our relationship, he came and he said that we had to break up because he got somebody pregnant.
Ah.
Well, that broke up. That broke my heart. And for 10 years after that, I really just kind of like did not believe, did not trust. Actually, what it made me do was made me go to the gym, lift weights, became what you call a 40s hottie. And I partied a lot and became a dancer at 42. I'm 57, 56 now. 10 years later, he sends me a Yahoo mess, an email, and I said, well, you know, I forgave him, gave him a try. We tried again, and he did the same thing. 10 years later, in 2009, we dated again for like two and a half years.
So what's your regret, Martha?
My regret is that believing that men who cheat can actually change.
Well,
I regret believing that. That's why I gave him that second opportunity. Hmm. So
that's very heavy. I think that's probably true for all people. I don't know if it's just that men who cheat. Probably.
I was thinking the same thing, I'm sure.
You know, there are probably lots of women who...
I think there's bad apples that you can run across.
Yeah, and I haven't run into a good apple. I mean, I'm 56. I have a good job. You know, my kids are grown and gone and have their profession. And I'm 56 and people still think I'm 45.
Well, that's very lucky. That's a good thing.
But I don't trust men. You know, I just don't.
Okay.
I put that wall up against, and you know, I look very nice, and I go out still.
Listen, don't take that guy's phone call, email, fax, anything. That guy's a dog. He's just a D-O-G.
ever again. He had that opportunity. I've been divorced for 20 years from the father of my children. We're very good friends now.
Okay.
But he also cheated for 8 years of our 12-year marriage. So when everybody says, how long have I been married? I say, he was married for 2 and I was married for 12.
That's adorable.
Okay, we have to run. We have a lot of callers. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Martha.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. We have an emailer from Frank. Not many regrets, but as others, I wish I'd been more curious about my parents' lives, especially my dad. He was a quiet man who didn't share easily, born in a different time. Queen Victoria was alive when he was born. Over the years, I've had so many simple questions I wished I'd asked him. He'd been married 4 times, outlived his first and second wives, had a family with the third before he married my mom. What were those losses like, those experiences? He was a career serviceman, U.S. Coast Guard, spent many of those years heading out to sea in the worst of weather to rescue those in trouble. What was that like, saving lives? So many questions, no one left to answer.
Yeah, that's. I think that's very poignant. It's very true for so many of us. Yeah. Right.
And we move along to Rosario in Miami. Rosario, hi.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Whoops. Did we lose you?
Rosario?
There she
is. Yeah, can you hear me?
Now we can. We lost you.
Okay.
There.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I'm 47 years old. I'm a professor at FIU, and I lost my sister a few years ago to cancer when she was 42. And I guess although I appreciate reflecting on paths that you could have taken, my approach after that loss is really to just live every day and push myself to live without fear and to try new things. I'm Peruvian and I have a lot of nostalgia for my culture. And last Friday I went to hear Cecilia Barraza, a Peruvian singer, and she invited people on stage to dance, and I ran and I went up there and I danced with her.
Wow.
And I teach my students to push themselves and not be afraid of mistakes. Of making mistakes and learning from them. And so I would just encourage everyone, young or old, even, you know, certainly the 18 and the 20-year-olds who spoke out, but it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still continue to live and take paths that you hadn't dreamed of taking or that kind of nudge you and, you know, you think about and dream about. There's always time. And if we don't live that way, you know, what way are we living? We're controlled by fear. So a lot of people start second careers, second marriages, have children or adopt children later in life and travel and help others. So I just want to say, you know, it's good to think about regret, but it's also good to be where you are and make the most of the moment.
Okay, Rosario. Okay. Thanks so much for your
Thanks
message.
For your call.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're going to go to a caller who's been on a very long time. I want to make sure we get to her. Alyssa in Miami. Thanks for your patience. Hi.
Hey, no problem. How's everybody?
Good, thank you. Thanks.
I'm really enjoying this discussion, and I just want to say I think that taking an attitude towards regrets, it's positive to look back at our past and see what we can change, but also, yeah, not to be preoccupied and just continue to live. I'm a 24-year-old person, and I dropped out of college multiple times to hitchhike and travel the U.S., and that's not something I regret, you know, starting my education later than others. What I regret is that my sister died quite suddenly when I was 17, and there were so many times that she would ask me to spend time with her, but I was, you know, a 17-year-old girl and self-involved, and I said no so many times. And so I think taking the attitude and taking those regrets, I've decided to spend as much time as I can with my loved ones and, you know, really value the people in your life. And I think that's so important, and I think that's something we can all take from, you know, talking about regrets.
Okay, very good.
Okay, Alyssa, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Pema, recently after a series of challenging months, my younger brother killed himself at 39. For as much as I tried to listen for how I could help him and then to help him where I saw I could, my regret is that I never asked him, what do you need? And so I never heard him say that he needed what he needed from me. I understand that people who take their own lives are on their own journey and that we can't particularly save someone from their actions, but I'm saddened that he was hurting and that I did more talking to help than I did listening.
That's pretty profound.
Yeah.
Let's go to
Pema.
Barry in Kendall. Barry, hi.
Hey, hi. Great show. I regret not seeking professional or people who knew things that would have helped me make a choice points in my life and in my business. One is, and everybody should take advantage of this, universities do not use established tools to help you with guidance. Your guidance center has, there's something called the Campbell Strong Vocational Interest Inventory. It can tell you with 93% accuracy those fields in which you would be willing to do the work to succeed and the opposite. People who don't, who make career and educational choices based on stereotypes are shortchanging themselves. The tools exist, and universities should insist that you take advantage of these. And also through my life in business, at choice point, I didn't go to people in those fields that I was moving into who would have given me better advice. Fortunately, 5 years out of college, I went to an educational counselor, a PhD, and said, hey, Nate, give me an idea where my skills are.
Right.
Totally changed from business to psychology, got a master's, and I got a master's in counseling. Totally
Great,
different.
Great
days. So it that guidance changed my life. You
That's
have
good
to
advice.
Seek.
Barry, we're just about out of time, so
go for it.
I think we've
okay,
got it. Thank you very
great.
Much for your
thank
call.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, it's been an interesting
It has. I just wanted to read this quote. You know, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross on Death and Dying. I just love this quote. It's only when we truly know and understand that we have a limited time on earth and that we have no way of knowing when our time is up that we will begin to live each day to the fullest as if it was the only one we had.
Well, that's the only thing that's promised. That's why they call it the present. Isn't that
yes.
what they say?
I think that's what they say, Pauline.
Yeah.
Pauline Winix, a longtime South Floridian with top management experience, government and the private sector, co-founder of the Protocol Center, job coach at the Miami Lighthouse for the Blind, formerly executive vice president of the Miami Heat. And at that, she was the highest ranking woman in the NBA and in professional sports. How do you like the playoffs, by the way?
Well, I would rather the Heat be in them.
Okay.
I must be honest.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us,
thank
as always.
Thank you both, and always thank the listeners.
Especially those listeners.
Thank you, our listeners, dear listeners.
Live and learn. That wraps up today's edition. It was produced by Polly Landis, technical direction from online producer Jason Zebka. Richard Ives is lead producer. As always, it's easy to download or link each program from our website, WLRN.org. We'll also have the 37 regrets on that website. And more information at the Topical Currents Facebook page. There's also the iTunes podcast of each program.
Our theme music composed by Michael Levine. Tomorrow we consider financial advisors for individuals of Moeno, which rates the performance of financial advisors. We'll take your calls as well. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, thanks for making Public Radio your companion today. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next from NPR News.